Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
How does that grab me?
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
The sooner we're through, the sooner we'll be back in town drinking cold beer.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
That man's a hero, a smart hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
I was hallucinating one time, and I thought he came into my hotel room window, and I realized I didn't have any windows.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. We're here to talk another hour of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Last night, what can I say? Antonio Tarver, 43 years old, former light heavyweight champion, now fighting at 200 pounds, won, I guess he had to win because I thought he lost the fight. But anyway, the bottom line is Latif Coyote, who came in, virtually unknown fighter, but the bottom line is he left the ring with a draw. So now he's 16-0-1. Tarver's been around God since God knows when. He's 29-6-1 with 20 KOs. It was a draw, a split draw. One judge had a 115-113. That was David Denkin. I went with him. I thought he had it right. That's Marty Denkin's son. Another judge had a 115-113 in favor of Tarver. And then the other judge, Dave Moretti, I believe, had it 114-114, a draw. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you're living abroad outside the United States, our toll-free phone number is 011-800-878-7529. That's right. The international number for the studio line here is 011-800-878-7529. If you're domestically here within the United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, or the Virgin Islands, it's 1-800-878-7529. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com, using the hash mark RingTalk. You are tuned to RingTalk live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Cause there's only so much heart in the ground.
Sooner or later there won't be none around. Hey guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
The high cost of healthcare and prescription drugs has burdened many Americans. At Canada Pharmacy, you can buy prescriptions like Lipitor, Viagra, and Advair at a price that can't be beat. Canada Pharmacy currently serves over 500,000 Americans for their medication needs. With our 24-hour customer service, you can place your order and save up to 80% on your prescriptions. Order today from the largest mail-order pharmacy. Call us toll-free at 800-298-0418. Canada Pharmacy, the healthy choice. 800-298-0418.
Calling all motorheads, it's time to rise up and pay homage to the Freak Nation. Or just flip your fat radio on to Speed Freaks every Sunday night at 7 Pacific on the Sports Byline USA Network. Join me, Kenny Sargent, with Statman and Crash Gladys for a freak of a good time as we drop in on the biggest names in motorsports, from IndyCar to NASCAR, the drags to Supercross, and a big-time rock and roll band from time to time. That's Speed Freaks, Sunday night to 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We are days away from the next Manny Pacquiao fight, which is usually a worldwide extravaganza, okay? And nobody really gives a smack this time because he's fighting Tim Bradley. Actually, it's not the fact he's fighting Tim Bradley. Bradley's not a bad fighter. 22-0, I think 12 or 14 KOs, if I can mean 14 KOs, I believe. But the bottom line is, you know, that Manny Pacquiao has lost the magic. He just doesn't have it anymore. I mean, that last fight with Marquez, the fight before with Mosley, the fight with Margarito. I mean, even his freaks, the fanatics, the pack nuts, call them what you want. They've even seen the flaws in Manny Pacquiao in the last three fights. His trainer, his conditioning guru, I'm talking about Alex Ariza, said after the Marquez fight that Manny's been exposed. Okay, and I think he has. I mean, without question, I think he has been exposed to an extent. I mean, the Marquez fight, look at it this way. Floyd Mayweather Jr. goes 12 rounds with Juan Manuel Marquez, doesn't lose a second of the 12 rounds. We're talking 36 minutes of boxing. Doesn't lose 1 second, okay, of the entire fight. All right, Manny Pacquiao goes, you know, like life and death with him for 12 rounds last November. Freddie Roach's trainer tells him he needs a knockout to win in the 12th round. Somehow he gets a decision. I think it was majority decision when judge called it even. I don't know what those judges were looking at, but you know, when you have the big fighter, the premier fighter, the marquee fighter on the bill, a lot of times, you know, they just go with the marquee fighter. Sort of like their scores are like, you know, FedExed in or faxed in the day before or something like that. Because, I mean, I can go back in history and we can look at a couple of fights like, you know, Oscar De La Hoya and Felix Sturm. Felix Sturm beat Oscar De La Hoya pretty bad, okay? And they gave it to De La Hoya because this big fight with Bernard Hopkins was on the line, okay? And, of course, that raised lots and lots of money for Las Vegas, okay? But the bottom line is now the big fight they want to see in Vegas is Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao. So I believe that's why Pacquiao got the decision over Juan Manuel Marquez. I mean, Marquez couldn't have done much more to win that fight. He just couldn't have. He really couldn't have. I mean, he outboxed him. Listen, boxing is broken down into four criteria: clean punching, effective aggressiveness, ring generalship, and defense. And I think the one area in which the listener or the viewer, and of course we're going live right now at facebook.com/ringtalk, hit the Ustream button, and you can watch this show coming to you live from these Sports Byline studios. But the ring generalship is what a lot of people have a problem dealing with. They don't understand it. They understand clean punching. They understand being effectively aggressive. In other words, not only just going forward, but going forward and doing something with it, okay? And obviously, defense is pretty self-explanatory. But ring generalship, for the most part, is he who's controlling the action, who's dictating the pace, who's making the other guy fight his fight. And I think that without question, Juan Manuel Marquez made Manny Pacquiao fight his fight last November. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, the entire ringside media, when they were polled, I have yet to find anybody who was sitting ringside in the media that thought Manny Pacquiao won. Okay? And Bob Arum, you know, for years he's been able to get by on the promotional support of Mexican and Mexican-American fans. He said, quote, that the people booing and throwing stuff in the ring, well, those are just a bunch of Mexicans. Yeah, thanks a lot, Bob. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, Manny Pacquiao, I think, has lost the luster. I think he's lost the desire. I think a lot of this has to do with women. And I'll give you a little story about this, okay? Women influencing your life, wives influencing your life and changing your life, sometimes for the better, sometimes not for the better, okay? I remember when Roberto Duran, and I know Roberto Duran personally, but I remember when Roberto Duran was being, how can I put this? He was out and about and doing his thing and being Roberto Duran, being, you know, the biggest player in Panama and in Miami, wherever he happened to be. And his wife, Felicia, died, got him into worshiping, you know, like voodoo and things like that. Seriously. And she told him, you know, if you do me wrong, if you don't train hard, if you do me wrong, if you sleep with other women, you know, that the devil's going to get you. Voodoo's going to get you. You're going to be cursed in this upcoming fight. So Duran went to religion, and he was doing the praying thing and the mantra thing and all that kind of good stuff. Well, Manny Pacquiao is of the same boat. I mean, he was sleeping with about every skank he could in the Philippines there for a while. At least that's reportedly. I mean, I see pictures of him in nightclubs kissing girls with a little bit more than, how can we put this, a kiss on the cheek. Of course, there's the illegitimate child in which he paid some child support to originally, and he must have paid some since because I haven't seen her in the press since December. So in December, she was in the press, and she said that Manny Pacquiao was not supporting their child. He would not give the child his name. He had originally given her $5,000 or 5,000 pesos. I forget which one it was because that's what they use in the Philippines, pesos, like they do in Colombia, Mexico, and places like that. But they call them pesos, and 5,000 pesos ain't much, okay? But $5,000 is a lot of money, especially in the Philippines. So for the first 4 years or the first 3.5 years of this kid's life, she said nothing. She didn't go public with it. She, you know, nothing. There was an indication that maybe Manny was somewhat intimately involved with the child when he showed up at the baptism of the child. And there were some private photographs taken that were leaked to the press then. And I believe that was in the middle of last year, okay? Then later in the year, the woman says, look, Manny Pacquiao hasn't given me money in a long time. I have a child to raise. I want to give the child the name of the father. Manny Pacquiao doesn't want to do this. Boom. All of a sudden, she's silenced. You never hear from her again. You don't hear a word out of the Philippine press about her. Boom. I mean, even the tabloids stopped writing about her. You know why? Manny got to her with money. Manny finally, you know, slipped her a few bucks, shut her up, put her in her place, okay? And now she's back to being the docile, quiet, but, you know, being well taken care of lover of Manny Pacquiao, or ex-lover of Manny Pacquiao. The kid looks just like him. I mean, and I'm not going to make any comments other than that, but the kid looks just like him. I mean, there's, you know, very little doubt that this kid is Manny Pacquiao's son. Manny hasn't denied it being his son, so therefore we have to figure out and admit that it's his son. So the bottom line is, you know, he's had these illegitimate children, he's been out drinking late at night, he believes in fighting roosters, which I think is terrible. It's second worst to fighting dogs. You know, it just, I've always felt that guys have fought dogs. When I was a policeman here in San Francisco, even before that when I was a kid, but the guys that fought dogs were the guys that couldn't fight themselves, that didn't lack the security, didn't lack the self-confidence, didn't have the ability, okay, to go out there and take care of business themselves with their hands. They just couldn't do it. So they fought vicariously through their dog, just like gang members fight vicariously through their buddies, okay, because they don't have the stones to go out there and throw down themselves one-on-one, okay? Moral of the story right now is religion and his wife have gotten to Manny Pacquiao and changed him dramatically. He's no longer the gambler, no longer fighting cocks, no longer drinking beers until like 4 or 5 in the morning and getting home at, you know, 7 and sleeping till 3 and all that kind of good stuff. No, no. Manny Pacquiao is reformed now. He's spending 2 to 3 hours, I've heard sometimes more than 3 hours a night praying. He should be running. He should be training. He should be taking random drug tests. How about that last set of tests he was offered? What do they call it? The Voluntary Anti-Doping Association, VADA, or something like that. They offered to do the drug test for free, and they offered to do the drug test, how can I put this, with urine only, and reportedly Manny Pacquiao said no. I mean, why would the man be listening to the public? The public is saying, Manny, we want you to take these tests. It's not that we think you're a cheat, but we sort of want you to shut up all those people that say you are a cheat. And all those people that think you did use steroids, performance-enhancing drugs, EPO, insulin. I can go on and on, okay? But the bottom line is, I mean, he's been accused of taking everything under the sun as far as performance-enhancing drugs are concerned. And you have to, you know, put some merit maybe into those assertions, those allegations, because of the fact that he's been able to move up 40 pounds, not gain an ounce of fat, hasn't gotten loose. I mean, especially from 130 to 147 pounds, that's where he should have gained some weight, okay, because he was exceeding his natural body size and this and that. And, you know, and then there's the fact of his growing head. I mean, if you look at his head, in my opinion, it's grown, okay? Barry Bonds' head grew. Everybody knows that Barry Bonds was getting steroids from Victor Conti, okay? The Bond Balco Labs. Everybody knows this, okay? So his head grew. There were a couple other fighters whose heads seemed to be growing. Saul Alvarez, Austin Trout, the WBA junior middleweight champion, successful last night, a 12-round winner over Delvin Rodriguez that was on the Showtime card. He is now 25-0, I believe 14 KOs, and now Delvin falls to 26-6. But, you know, he believes that Saul Alvarez is on something, that his head has grown in the last couple of years. And he does have an unbelievably ripped body. Now, I'm not trying to get racial here or anything like that, but Mexicans never really had ripped bodies. They just didn't. It just didn't seem to be in their genes, okay? And now you're seeing some guys that are really ripped. Jorge Arce, guy was able to move up from what, 108, 112 pounds? Now he's fighting at 122 and he's rock solid? He wasn't rock solid sometimes at 112, but he's rock solid at 122 and 118. People think he's on the stuff, okay? People think the aforementioned Juan Manuel Marquez was taking something for that third Manny Pacquiao fight last November. He's not, you know, listen, nobody's, how can I put this? There's nobody here who's not really suspect nowadays in the era of steroids and performance-enhancing drugs. There just isn't. I mean, you've got golfers taking it. You've got baseball players taking it. You've got baseball players on trial for lying about taking it. Okay, you've got baseball players who have been convicted of crimes for lying about taking it, like Barry Bonds. Okay, we got house arrest. What kind of crap was that? Okay, but the bottom line is it's in golf, basketball, the NBA, and certainly the NFL. So if you've got performance-enhancing drugs in these sports, why not have them in, obviously, professional wrestling, but that's more of a cosmetic thing and a strength thing, okay? But in boxing, steroids allow you to react faster. The EPO allows you to recover faster, fight 45% harder. I mean, performance-enhancing drugs, God forbid if they were around when I was boxing. I hate to say that. I mean, that sounds a little bit disingenuous. But I'm telling you, I might have been tempted. I mean, to have 45% more oxygen in the corner? Myself and Hector Martinez, the aforementioned Roberto Duran's ex-manager and a once-beaten amateur champion. I think he won two different Golden Glove championships. But the bottom line is, he told me, you know, if steroids were around and EPO was around when Roberto was fighting at the end, we might have thought about it. I mean, it comes into the mindset of every athlete competing because he figures this. What if the other guy's using? What if the other guy's recovering 45% faster, fighting 45% harder? Okay? It's not a fair playing field, folks. That's why we need mandatory drug testing and random drug testing throughout boxing training camps for every championship fight or every fight of significance. That's just the way it is. It doesn't cost that much money. We're not talking thousands and thousands of dollars, okay? We're really not. But the promoters will think lead you to believe that because they don't want to pay for anything. They don't want their guys to be clean. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's domestically here in the United States. If you'd like to call us from outside the continental U.S., it is 011-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. Once again, outside of the U.S., 011-800-878-7529. Or you can check us out on Twitter, twitter.com, using the # Ring Talk. Or you can go to facebook.com/ringtalk and hit the Ustream button and watch the live video right here from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Listen to there a little bit of the Super Stroke Land Band. I don't know if they're back, if they're together still. I know they did two records. I don't know if they did a third. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. They are a combination of Huey Lewis in the News and Tower of Power. You are tuned to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, as I log into my internet website after the internet dropped there during the commercial break. But the bottom line is we are live worldwide on the fabulous internet. Of course, you can check out the live audio at ringtalk.com, at sportsbyline.com. You can go to facebook.com/ringtalk and hit us up on the live video there on the Ustream button. I mean, we're coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios in lovely San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We air this show each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then again, 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings. We order two different days because we know we sort of preview the weekend in the world of sports as far as boxing and mixed martial arts concerned. Then we come back, and we come back with the, you know, the results on Sunday. So the results last night were obviously, as I talked to you about that, Antonio Tarver winning a, how can I put this? Yeah, he won. And the reason why I say he won is that he's 43 years old, and he fought a guy that was like almost 15 years younger than him, okay? And he got a draw out of it. So that's a win to me. I mean, if I'm Tarver, I'm thinking that's a win. Tarver seemed to sting Coyote. What a name, Coyote. Anyway, he seemed to sting him in a couple of different rounds. I mean, not hurt him, but sting him. And I just, you know, I didn't think it was enough that him stinging him three or four times in a fight was enough to give him the fight. I had the fight 7-5 or 8-4 for Coyote. But then again, you know, I could see how somebody being thinking house, thinking promoter's fighter, thinking this is what we need to do to be politically correct, I could see them going in that direction as far as, you know, Tarver winning this fight. But the two judges I think that had it the closest were Dave Moretti, who had it 114-114, and David Denkin had it 115-113 for the man I believe that deserved to win. I'm talking about Latif Coyote. Not that he's going to be the next Muhammad Ali. Not that he's even going to be the next Ikebeabuchi or anything like that. I mean, he's not a great fighter. But Antonio Tarver is 43 years old. He's fought one time like in each of the last 4 years. Okay? Doesn't say much for your experience. Doesn't say much for your the fuel you're going to have in the tank when it comes to endurance. And he didn't seem to have it. I mean, yeah, there were some, as I said, three or four rounds last night where he did land maybe a quick right, hard hook, or maybe a good straight left hand. But the bottom line is, for the most part, I thought the southpaw was out-hustled by the fighter from Lagos, Nigeria. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll get to MMA in a few minutes. Middleweight Peter Quillin won a 10-round unanimous nod last night over Winky Wright. Remember Winky? Yeah, I thought Winky had retired, but evidently he made a bit of a comeback and wasn't too good for him as he got hurt with a couple of uppercuts. And, you know, and the other young man, Matthew Quinlan, finished strong in the 10th round. The judges were all in favor of Quinlan, and it was 98-98, won twice, and then 97-92. And now what they're telling me is that Winky Wright has retired. He's decided he's going to retire. He's not going to box anymore. You know, at one point in time, he was like the undisputed 154-pound champion. I think he held the IBF, WBA, and WBC title. Didn't hold the WBO, so I guess that's not undisputed. Anyway, the bottom line is, you know, Winky was a fair fighter. He beat Shane Mosley twice. He fought with Jermaine Taylor, so a lot of people thought he might have won that. Of course, he beat Fernando Vargas early in his career up there in Oregon. I think it was Oregon or Washington on HBO, and he lost. Somehow he lost that fight, which was an atrocity to be in with. But the bottom line is, you know, he's come back. He's done well. And hopefully, as Winky rides off into the sunset, he's got a few bucks in the bank so he doesn't have to ever think about coming back again. Quillin is now 27-0, 20 KOs. He hails from the Big Apple, New York City. And Wright, out of St. Petersburg, Florida, falls to 51-6-1, 25 KOs, his first fight in over 3 years. One of our prior guests on this show, Austin Trout, won a 12-round decision over Delvin Rodriguez. I talked about that a little earlier. But, you know, the fight just didn't live up to the pre-fight hype. Neither guy was really bringing it. I mean, there's no question that Austin won, and he was doing more of what he wanted to do than Delvin Rodriguez was doing what he wanted to do. So from that point, from the ring generalship and the fact that he had a good right jab and things like that, you had to give him the fight. But as far as excitement was concerned, I think that Austin Trout needs to step it up just a little bit. I mean, if he really wants to go out here and impress people and get people to call his name as far as fighting people like Saul Alvarez and James Kirkland and Carlos Molina and people like that, then you've got to go out there and over-impress. You're not the Olympic gold medalist and Andre Ward. You need to go out there and overly impress. Trout, as I said now, 25-0, 14 KOs. Rodriguez from Danbury, Connecticut, falls to 26-6-3 with 14 whacks. And, of course, for those of you Austin Trout comes from Las Cruces, New Mexico, and of course, boxing was in the news as far as New Mexico was concerned over the last week, seeing that man, that Johnny Tapia passed away a week ago. Now, there was a Vicodin tablet found on the floor next to him. For those of you who don't know what a Vicodin is, it's hydrocortisone. It's not to be confused with hillbilly heroin, but it is the most addictive painkiller outside of hillbilly heroin in the entire country. And they found that next to Johnny Tapia's body last Sunday. So there will be a memorial for Johnny Tapia held in New Mexico, and that's going to go down on June the 3rd. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more boxing, but the bottom line is we'll finish up the rest of the show talking MMA, UFC, and, of course, Ronda Rousey. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Yes, Seb is taking a little bit of a deal here. He's tapping. He just tapped.
Did he tap?
He did tap. Yeah, he did tap.
But the referee didn't see it.
Yeah, I think he just tapped.
Let's see how much more punishment he always taps. That's it. He's had enough of Bobby Lashley. He had to tap. He tapped about 30 seconds earlier. And a lot of damage done to the left eye of Bob Sapp.
Stroke is alive on the east side, Oakland, California. Of course, that's what the Tower of Power. That's where they're from, and that is the neighborhood in which you're speaking of. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. We'll smooth on to MMA at this point in time. The bottom line is, you know, the UFC is like the hottest sport in the world, the hottest, the fattest, the fastest growing sport of them all, and especially among the 18 to 35 demo, and they're doing even better in the 18 to 49 demo than they thought they would. So the bottom line is the Ultimate Fighting Championships, the brand, not MMA's per se, but the brand of the UFC seems to be not only working, it's a billion-dollar, you know, business now, and it's not even a corporation. It's run by four different individuals. The government of Dubai, 13%, Dana White, 10%, okay, and the rest belong to the Fertitta brothers, Frank and Lorenzo Fertitta. So the bottom line is, you know, it's a billion-dollar company. At one point in time, they lost $33 million before they ever made a dime. But since 2006, they've passed boxing up as far as the popularity is concerned worldwide. They just have. But it hasn't been the small MMA shows that have been getting over, because I've been to the smaller shows. I've been to the mid-level shows. The smaller shows, sometimes you get them packed in there because they're smaller arenas and you've got hometown guys selling their own tickets. That's always a plus. It's always a great thing. In fact, when I promoted boxing a couple of instances in the 90s and at Fisherman's Wharf here in San Francisco at the Longshoremen's Hall, I mean, that was really important. If I can get local guys that could sell tickets, man, I could do real well. I wouldn't have to go out there, you know, bang on doors trying to get people to buy tickets, because people think that you just throw a boxing match or an MMA match and that people are just going to show up. You've got no problem making money. You've got to go out there and promote. When I promoted the closed circuit fight, the last fight that was on closed circuit television in 1996 between Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez, their first fight in June of 1996, when I promoted that, it was the last pay-per-view event, the last pay-per-view event on closed circuit television, because of the fact that one fighter was with Showtime, that was Chavez, and one fighter was with HBO, and that was De La Hoya. So they couldn't agree on who was going to broadcast the fight, so they decided to put the fight on closed-circuit television. It was the last time. So I promoted an event. We drew about 3,500 people, and that was hair-raising for me. It just was. I mean, you know, you wanted to make sure that you got your tickets sold. You had to go to develop two different ticket outlets. I know Discolandia, the former Sylvia down there at Discolandia, and Bill, they took care of me and sold a lot of tickets for me, and different stores and record stores and places like that. But you were out hustling all the way up until the day before the event, okay? You know, you don't have to do that if you got hometown guys. Julio Cesar Chavez and De La Hoya turned out to be not such a hard sell, because I ended up having a sellout. And I did sold out. What I did was I bought a multiplex, or I rented a multiplex of theaters for one night, four screens. And I put three of them in English, three of them in Spanish, and one of them in English. And then I advertised that I was the only guy in the Bay Area doing this fight in Spanish. Boom! Spanish market took off. And, of course, the big arena down there at the Tanfran 4 Theater, I believe it was back in the day. But the big arena, I held about 1,000 people, and I packed all 1,000 English-wanting viewers into that room. And we had a great time. It was a hell of a night. Except for when the pay-per-view or the closed circuit went black for just a second, and I started freaking out, then maybe we lost a satellite. And if we lost a satellite, you know, people that are at closed circuit events, they really don't want refunds. They want to tear the place apart because they want to watch the fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. Of course, we've got UFC 146 coming up June 23rd. That'll be in Brazil. Wanderlei Silva is going to be on the card. So Vitor Belfort is out. I believe he broke his foot. So that'll be interesting as to what's going to happen down there. Because, who really cares? Like Dave Meltzer had said, the MMA expert himself, that this is probably the lowest rated MMA show as far as the UFC is concerned on pay-per-view ever. In history, it's going to be the worst. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. But if they were to do Junior Dos Santos, of course, he is a current world heavyweight champion. He was on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the mixed martial arts. He was on here just a couple of weeks ago, actually the day that he fought. And, you know, he told me off the line, off the cuff, that the guy he really wanted to win on that undercard was Cain Velasquez, who destroyed the giant Silva with elbow strikes, just busting him up. It looked like a horror movie, Friday the 13th. I might be redundant in saying that, but, I mean, it was looked like he got slashed, okay? And the fight was stopped real quick. But the bottom line is Cain Velasquez is now a winner, former UFC heavyweight champion. He's Mexican-American. He's quiet-spoken, but he brings in that demographic. And that demographic is the biggest demographic in pay-per-view, whether it be boxing, whether it be wrestling, whether it be mixed martial arts. Mexican-Americans and the Mexicans, per se, buy more pay-per-views than any other ethnic group by far. So they want to put Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos. They were talking about doing it in San Jose, California at the HP Pavilion, and that would sell out. But they've had a couple of lackluster shows as far as attendance-wise is concerned at the HP Pavilion, although they will. I take that back. They've had one. They had the one fight card a couple of weeks ago in which Josh Barnett lost the Strikeforce Heavyweight Championship Grand Prix Tournament final to Daniel Cormier. Okay, the fight was like $2,800 paid. Everybody else was sort of like papered in there. And when I say papered in there, that means they gave away tickets. Okay, so, I mean, there was a time in place in San Jose, California, where Strikeforce would come into town and sell out the entire HP Pavilion, 18,000 seats. Gina Carano sold that place out. Kung Lee helped sell that place out. But with no local stars, with the exception being Josh Thompson, who lives down there in the Silicon Valley area, with the exception of him, you know, nobody was really there to draw on that Strikeforce card. There was no Gina Carano. There was no Chris Suspended Cyborg Santos. There was no Ronda Rousey. Okay? There was no big stars. There was Gilbert Melendez. He was from San Francisco. People won't drive 50 miles to see their fighter. They won't do it. Not if they have the option to see it on television, because you got to pay for the parking. I didn't. But you have to pay for the parking and the gas on the way down there. It makes a whole lot more sense to just buy it on pay-per-view and watch it at home or watch it on Showtime. That event was on Showtime. Now, the Cain Velasquez Junior Dos Santos fight that they're talking about for possibly November, it'll be the next heavyweight title fight, the next big heavyweight fight in the UFC. And, of course, UFC is the preeminent company and organization, the world of mixed martial arts. But Cain Velasquez and Junior Dos Santos, I think they could do this in front of 80,000 people in Brazil. I mean, Dos Santos is that big of a hero down there, and he's not a hero for the wrong reasons. He's a hero for the good reasons. I mean, he's a bigger star than any soccer player right now in Brazil. I'm not trying to say he would eclipse a Pelé or somebody like that, the great soccer player, but the bottom line is he's the most popular athlete in the country. I mean, so there's a stadium they have in Rio de Janeiro that holds 85,000 people, but it's under reconstruction right now, and it won't be ready until March of 2013. Now, I don't think that Dana White, the president of the UFC, wants to keep his heavyweight championship out of the world, out of the picture for almost a year. So I think they're going to possibly, if they do it in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, they're going to do it in a 45,000-seat soccer stadium. They'll sell every seat. There's just no doubt about it. Junior Dos Santos is a big hero down there, a big favorite. And he would probably be a betting favorite going into this fight, seeing that he knocked out Cain Velasquez in one round in a minute and 4 seconds, of course, last November. Now, some people say that was a bit of an upset. And both guys did come into the fight hurt. I mean, Cain Velasquez had shoulder injuries. He had a left shoulder injury and a right knee, I believe it was. And then, of course, Dos Santos came in with a broken foot. So they both came in, they both fought hard, but Cain, you know, got into a little bit of a, listen, if Santos gets you down, he gets on top of you and he can punch you, it's lights out. It's just lights out. There's just no doubt about it. Lights out. I mean, he punches that hard. He is the hardest puncher in the heavyweight division right now as far as the MMA is concerned. But back to where they hold this fight in November. If they hold it November or December and they hold it in Brazil, they can get 45,000 people to fit that soccer stadium. If they want to wait until March of 2013, they can put it in an arena with 85,000 people. Okay, so maybe they might want to do it from a business point of view. And Dana White's never been one of those guys who really wants to take risks with super, super winners. And that Santos versus Cain Velasquez fight is a super winner as far as pay-per-view is concerned here in the U.S. with the Mexican-American fighter being in the main event. I mean, down there in Brazil, they'll do, you know, like I said, 45 or 80,000 people live, and that'll make for good money. And, of course, the Brazilian television, that makes for good money. So at the end of the day, you know, that fight's going to be a winner. So in boxing, what they would do is they would set these guys up with two stiffs. They'd have them fight two stiffs on the same card. You know, like Scott Cuddy and Pedro Fernandez. You have them fight those two guys, all right? And, you know, both guys would win. Cain Velasquez would win by KO during the referee's instructions, and Junior Dos Santos would win by KO during the national anthem. Okay, then the fight, that's not going to happen, okay? But in the UFC, they don't do that. They don't put these gimme. They don't give set up so many gimme fights as they do in the world of boxing in order to build a promotion. They match the best against the best, and that's the reason why they've taken boxing's place as the number one sport in the world of combat sports, as far as the number one attraction is concerned. Because you can't keep fighting bums after bums after bums after bums, and then, you know, you watch some guy fight 12, 14, 16 bums, and you say to yourself, what's this guy doing? What's he even doing on national television? He isn't that good. Then you put him in again with somebody that is good, and he gets exposed, you know, like somebody lifted their dress. I mean, you've got to be able to have the ability, the experience, the talent, the want, the desire to succeed. And you've got to be fearful. Fear is the greatest motivating factor in combat sports. I'm telling you, the one fight I wasn't scared of, I got licked like a stamp. Okay, every other fight I was scared to death of. And whether it was in the dress room, whether it was in training before the fight, the fear would always be the extra motivating factor that made you run that second run in the day, that made you go, you know, those extra couple of rounds in the gym, that made you spend a few more minutes doing sit-ups, that made you, you know, jump a couple extra rounds on the rope. I mean, the fear of defeat, plus I was defending Golden Glove championships at the time, but the fear of defeat and the fear of getting hurt is a great motivating factor. And I think if you don't have that, you know, if you're too relaxed, and I don't know too many athletes that aren't scared. I mean, remember that the Vince Lombardi was a guy that was said that, of course, a great football coach of the Green Bay Packers back in the 60s, took them to the first Super Bowl, I believe, championship. He said fear is the greatest motivating factor. And I think it is a great motivating factor, and it does scare the snot out of me when I'm getting ready to fight somebody, especially when I'm in the dressing room. I mean, that's the worst time. And when I walk to the ring, there's still a little more anxiety there. And when I'm in the center of the ring, there's even, I remember one guy I fought, I mean, my knees were shaking. I looked down and my knees were actually shaking. I had to consciously stop them. Okay? So fear is a great motivating factor. Most of the fights I was scared to death in, I won. And I think that Mike Tyson said that if you're not scared, you don't win. He wasn't scared of Buster Douglas. He thought that Buster Douglas would lay down like a dog and bark. Because Buster had done it in the past. Buster had given up about a year and a half earlier in a fight with Tony Tucker that he was winning. He just gave up. Just basically said, yeah, I had enough. You know, and didn't fight anymore. He was like winning after 9 rounds, 10 rounds. All I do was go 12 rounds. He didn't want to do it. There was dog in Buster Douglas. Okay? You know it. It was just dogging. You can hear him barking all the way from Columbus, Ohio. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. One more segment to go. We do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Saturdays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then again, Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you one of the millions of Americans falling behind on your mortgage payment? Have you been turned down for a refinance or loan modification? Are you and your family facing foreclosure? Well, if your monthly house payment is $1,000 or more, we'd like to speak to you. Contact Home Attorney Network today to find out how they may be able to help. Call 888-831-7489. If you're a victim of predatory lending, or if your bank is giving you the runaround, if you're struggling to make your home mortgage payment, or if your family's home is at risk, we want to hear from you. Call 888-831-7489. Find out how an experienced attorney may be able to help. The banks have thousands of attorneys working for them. You don't have to face them alone. Call 888-831-7489. This announcement may be considered attorney advertising. Services may not be available in your state, and past results do not guarantee future performance. If your house payment is $1,000 or more, Home Attorney Network may be able to help. Call them right now, toll free. Call 888-831-7489. That's 888-831-7489.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLure1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLure1.com.
The original A-Team. Yeah, Mr. T. George Papard. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts. This is a special letter, a radio letter, to Vice President of Sports Stephen Espinoza of Showtime. Look, I know you've got a contract with the Showtime and the Strike Force fighters, that none of the fighters that are signed to Strike Force can fight on any other network, be it the UFC, be it Fox, be it anything like that. But I'm telling you, if you let Ronda Rousey headline this card in September on Fox, if you let her headline this card in September on Fox, it'll be seen by 2 to 3 million homes. There's just no question about it. It'll be an incredible buy. Having a female in the main event, a female that can fight, a female that's beautiful, a female that can walk the walk and talk the talk, this would really take MMA to another world. And I think that when she went back to Showtime, she would bring a significant amount of viewers back with her. So Mr. Espinoza, if you know Mr. Espinoza, please let him know. Let Ronda Rousey fight on Fox. Then when she comes back to Showtime, she's even a bigger star. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 27 plus years now. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the website, worldwideweb.ringtalk.com. And Saturdays, Ring Talk airs at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.